With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans.
This march is about us, the people, the women in this country who refuse to be marginalized, sexualized, and abused and silenced. March!
That's Donna Hilton, an activist at the Women's March in Washington, D.C. over the weekend. There were protests around the world on Saturday. That included a huge crowd on the National Mall in the nation's capital. Jennifer Machiarlotti is a professor in Western Michigan University's School of Communication, and she was among those in Washington, D.C. over the weekend. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Why did you decide to go to Washington, D.C.?
You know, I first heard about it, and something just struck a chord saying, I have to go. I immediately booked my flight before there were any sister marches really planned and groups put together that were going, you know, as a collective. So I really felt I wanted to go solo and meet up with some friends here in D.C. I think what really drove me is I was born on the same day as Martin Luther King Jr. And from the time I can remember being very young, my parents told me about this great man and what he did. And so just called me to be here. I didn't expect what occurred. It was one of the most amazing experiences of my life, being among, you know, over 500,000 people here in Washington, D.C.
And
so it was very special.
Give us an idea of what that experience was like. Maybe take us a little bit through the day that you had on Saturday.
Well, I ended up, again, getting together with a couple of people here in D.C., and so we were all very excited, and some of the younger women had made signs, and we made sure we had all of our water and supplies and, you know, following all the rules about what we could take in. And we made our way on the metro, and, of course, it was absolutely packed, and we were just squeezing into the trains. When we arrived, it was a little confusing because we couldn't find the stage area because it was so crowded. But we wandered around and just started taking in the spirit of it. And it was really—I mean, there were so many signs and different kinds of people. And I mean, there were veterans there, and first-time activists, mothers and daughters, and grandmothers marching together, men and women, people of all races and genders and abilities. And it was just, I felt like I was in the middle of one of the most diverse, positive communities that I've ever experienced. So we were very buoyant, you know, and jubilant. It wasn't angry, you know, where we were. Now on the stage, there were some different speeches and different, you know, emotions and attitudes. But the community or the group that we were with and the area we were kind of working our way through was fun and a celebration, I would say.
So the question was raised by a few critics, including the new president, Donald Trump, about whether or not people who turned out for these protests actually voted in the election. Did you vote?
I did.
So does this protest and, as you say, the feeling that you had there make you think differently about how the next 4 years are going to go and maybe beyond that?
Well, I think there's, you know, there's already just so much press and so many things going on since inauguration. Inauguration day, of course, is the day before the march, but something was very real at this march that people are going to continue with a lot of the actions and areas that need to be addressed: reproductive rights and women's health, ending gender-based violence, civil rights, immigrant rights. And what the organizers have also done is they have this program now, 10 actions for the first 100 days. And so they'll be rolling those out to kind of keep this momentum, this energy moving. In fact, the first action was announced, and it is to send postcards to senators on important issues. And then you can go to womensmarch.com and get this the printable cards, and or you could just send your own letters. So they will be announcing more activities for people to get involved with as we move through. It's going to be a very interesting year with the new administration.
Almost lost you there for a second with the phone line, but I think we're back. Okay. So tell us right now from your standpoint, what do you plan to do going forward as you come home from this march in Washington, D.C.?
Well, I am going to certainly stay in touch with, and I am going to talk to people about the 10 actions for the first 100 days. I think it's important to continue to visit the website and just keep updated on what's happening. I am involved in the community, and I am an educator, so I work with all kinds of people. And so I'm going to just meet with some community leaders, talk to them about my experiences, and also stay in touch with some of the other organizers across the United States. I understand marches were held in Sydney and London and Tokyo, even as far as Antarctica. So it was, again, it was very vast and global, but there are things certainly that we can do locally that are very important.
Jennifer Macchiarlotti, thank you very much for your time this morning, and safe travels back to Kalamazoo.
And thank you so much. I really appreciate being able to share my experiences, and I look forward to returning home and moving forward.
Jennifer Macchiarlotti is a Western Michigan University professor of communication. She was at the Women's March on Saturday in Washington, D.C. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.